This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manzil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil to address joint session of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. today. Federal Cabinet reduced to 14 members after dismissal of Labour Minister Deepak Kumar Saha over alleged misuse of authority. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 28 individuals over alleged gold smuggling. And tensions escalate in West Asia amid Israel-Lebanon conflict and ceasefire uncertainty. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil is set to address a joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. today. According to the Office of the President, the address will be delivered on the recommendation of Council of Ministers with necessary arrangements requested from the Parliament Secretariat. The joint session will bring together members of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly in line with the constitutional provisions following a general election. Meanwhile, President Paudil has prorogued the current session of both House effective from midnight today. The decision was taken on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers dated April 7th in accordance with Article 93, Subarticle 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. Meanwhile, newly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, held first formal meeting with National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal at Singh Darbar yesterday. During the meeting, Dahal extended best wishes for Arial's successful tenure. Similarly, Swiss Ambassador to Nepal Daniel Muli paid a courtesy call on Speaker Arial yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides discussed Nepal-Switzerland relations, parliamentary cooperation, Nepal's peace process and development support. Ambassador Muli reaffirmed Switzerland's continued support for Nepal's democracy, peace process and cooperation in addressing shared challenges such as climate change and development. In the meantime, two candidates have filed nominations for the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives. Saraswati Lama of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Ruby Kumari Thakur of Shram Sanskriti Party are contesting the position. As per constitutional provisions, the Speaker and Deputy Speaker must represent different political parties and genders. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has removed Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Deepak Kumar Shah from office following a recommendation by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The decision comes amid allegations that the minister misused his position to facilitate the reinstatement of his spouse as a member of the Health Insurance Board. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Discipline Commission, after investigation, concluded that the incident negatively impacted the party's principles and discipline and image. The recommendation for removal was made in line with the provisions of the party's statute related to disciplinary action. Meanwhile, the party has also recommended a warning to Minister for Health and Population Nisa Mehta for what it described as insufficient sensitivity regarding the issue. The minister has already been formally warned. Following the dismissal, President Ramchandra Paudil has assigned the Labour Ministry portfolio to Prime Minister Shah. With this, the Federal Cabinet had now consist of 14 members. Separately, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has urged newly commissioned officers of the Nepali Army to remain disciplined, responsible and committed to national service. Addressing the passing out parade at the Nepal Military Academy in Kharipati, Bhaktapur yesterday, the Prime Minister called on officer cadets to uphold military ethics, respect the chain of command and stay alert to their duties. On the occasion, Prime Minister Shah awarded khukuri and sticks as symbols of excellence to outstanding cadets. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 28 individuals, including former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Krishna Bahadur Mahara, at the Special Court on charges of gold smuggling. According to the CIAA, the charge involves smuggling smuggling gold hidden inside electronic cigarettes or vape devices through the Tribhuvan International Customs Office. Those charged include several customs officials, among them former Chief Customs Administrator Arun Pokharel and other senior officers. The case also names multiple individuals, including foreign nationals from China, Belgium and India, in connection with the alleged smuggling network. CIAA Assistant Spokesperson Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari said the commission has sought recovery of 77.86 million rupees from each of the accused. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal is attending the 9th Indian Ocean Conference 2026 in Port Louis, Mauritius. The conference, being held from April 10th to 12th, is organized by the India Foundation in association with the government of Mauritius under the theme Collective Stewardship for Indian Ocean Governance. During the conference, Minister Khanal will deliver Nepal's national statement focusing on Indian Ocean governance, the mountain ocean ecological nexus, and the role of maritime connectivity in economic development. He is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts on the sidelines of the event. Minister Khanal is scheduled to return home on April 13th. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the prices of petroleum products, citing fluctuations in the international market. The new rates came into effect today following a decision by the corporation's board. Prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene, cooking gas and aviation fuel have all been increased. Under the revised rates, petrol has gone up by 17 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene have increased by 25 rupees per litre each. Cooking gas now cost 100 rupees more per cylinder, and domestic aviation fuel has risen by 6 rupees per litre. In the Kathmandu Valley, petrol is now priced at 219 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene cost 207 rupees per litre. Cooking gas is priced at 2010 rupees per cylinder, and domestic aviation fuel stands at 257 rupees per litre. The government says the price adjustment was necessary as the corporation continues to incur losses despite a 50% reduction in customs duty and infrastructure tax. Even after the latest revision, the corporation estimates a fortnightly loss of around 7.81 billion rupees. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between three major domestic universities to strengthen academic cooperation. The agreement was reached between Tribhuvan University, Midwest University and Far Western University during a program held in Mahendranagar. The MOU was signed by the vice-chancellors of the three universities in the presence of Devraj Adhikari, chairperson of the University Grants Commission. The agreement aims to promote collaboration in academic activities, research and resource sharing, including joint classes, research partnerships and the use of digital platforms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions continue to rise in West Asia as Israel maintains military operations in Lebanon following reports of heavy casualties, while diplomatic uncertainty grows over a ceasefire involving the United States and Iran. The World Health Organization has warned that Lebanon's health system is under severe strain due to escalating violence and has called for protection of medical facilities in Beirut. Israel continues military operations in Lebanon, with its leadership stating that there is no ceasefire in place and that actions against Hezbollah will continue despite reports of proposed negotiations. Iran has accused the United States of undermining diplomatic efforts and warned that continued support for Israel could further derail ceasefire prospects, while also stating it is prepared for any developments. The United States has also raised concerns over Iran's handling of oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, adding a regional tensions. Overall, conflicting statements about a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran have added to uncertainty as fighting and diplomatic disputes continue across the region. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi province, as well as in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, and mainly fair weather in remaining Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and in the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is under the partial influence of a westerly low pressure system and local winds at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 10 to 12 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Poudil to address joint session of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. today. Federal Cabinet reduced to 14 members after dismissal of Labour Minister Deepak Kumar Shah over alleged misuse of authority. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 28 individuals over alleged gold smuggling. And tensions escalate in West Asia amid Israel-Lebanon conflict and ceasefire uncertainty. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.